Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
We're going to dive straight in today. We're going to be talking about calling and obedience. Just a tiny little subject here this morning. Just chucking me in the deep end, Sean. But we're in this series of On the Road to the Cross, looking at Jesus' life as he prepared to hang on that cross and then be raised again. And so we're looking at the steps Jesus took in order to get to Easter. Now, whilst we have just talking about Easter for a moment, let me just let you know what we're doing this year. Easter Sunday, we are doing one service. We're not having an 8:30, we're not having a 4 p.m., we're having one 10 a.m. service in here. We do this only twice a year. We do this for Easter and for Christmas. The reason we do this is because on these significant weekends, we want to come together as one location and give all the praise and all the glory to God together, but also put all our resource, all our teams together and bless our community. And so we're really believing Easter Sunday, we're going to see many come to know Jesus. So lead in with us, pray with us. We have invited Trent Membre to come and preach at Easter Sunday. He's going to be preaching the word of God and calling people to salvation. It's going to be a significant moment. So I want you to start thinking now, who can you invite? Who can you bring? I was reading some statistics this week and I read one that said an invite on Easter is 40% more likely a yes than any other weekend of the year. So this is the weekend to invite. I'm already thinking of people. I know people that I'm going to send out the call and invite people along to. We've got Easter egg hunts. We've got Jumping Castles, Pennington's food. We've got all that jazz going on. And we're going to hear the word of God and believe for many to come to Christ. So I would love you to join with us, church. Don't see this as a weekend off. Come together. Jump on team. Help us serve our community. And let's really honor Christ for what he's done for us. Amen. So it's going to be a wonderful Easter Sunday. We've got Good Friday as well, 9 a.m. here with Pastor Al. It's going to be wonderful. So we're on this journey to Easter. And as I said, we're looking at calling and obedience today. Before Jesus carried the cross, he carried obedience. The road begins with daily surrender, not public sacrifice. Obedience creates destiny. Jesus' journey to the cross was one of obedience with his destiny at the end. Jesus chooses obedience within human limitations. So let's look at the scripture for today, which is Hebrews 5, verse 7 to 9. I'd love you to turn there, or you can look at the scripture on the screen. It says this: during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Pretty incredible what Christ did for us. Let us never take it for granted or think of it lightly that he went to a cross so that we could have eternal life with him. But you know, he was fully human and fully God. So he had all the human limitations that we have. And so his road to the cross was one of obedience, even through tears, through suffering, through cries. You know, he's very human on the way to the cross, but he still chose to push through those limitations to be obedient and to do the call of God on his life. You know, I've never met someone who at the end of their life who's followed Jesus says, yeah, it was all right. It was average. Take it or leave it. It was mid, as my son would say. Every time he comes home, how's your day for school? Mid. It was mid following Jesus. It was okay. I went to a friend's mum's funeral a few weeks ago. and she followed Jesus her most of her life, and every eulogy, every story was Jesus was my rock, Jesus was my savior. Jesus brought her through this and brought her through that. Jesus healed her, saved her whole entire family. Jesus brought them through bankruptcy, and like their story just goes on and on. And it was never just like, it was okay following Jesus. It was like, Jesus was my everything. You know, there is no regret in following Jesus. You're not going to get to the end of your life and be like, take it or leave it. It was okay. You're going to get to the end of your life and be like, thank you, God. Thank God I followed him. And he took me through all this stuff. And here we are standing at the end of the day. There's no regret in being obedient to God and stepping into the call of God for your life. You know, Daniel and I, we've always known that from a young age, that our call was to be building the body of Christ and that our ministry would be in the church. And I know that's not for everyone. Many of you are in the marketplace and you go for it. We need you. We need you being on mission in the marketplace. But for us, we knew the call of God was here to build the body of Christ. And so from a young age, I knew that calling in my heart. And so I went to Bible college and I worked on staff here for many years before having children for our youth and young adults and connect groups. And then when I fell pregnant with Billy, our first son, I knew it was the end of a season. And so I came off staff and I went and did a business degree and became an accountant, Jeffrey. Can you believe that? Breaking the stigma. You know, we can actually be fun accountants, would you believe? Anyone else? Thank you, Tom Dart. I see that hand. And so I went into the business world and I was an accountant for many years and I loved my job. It was such a gift from God. It was so flexible. I was able to raise our children and work from home and make good money. Thank you, Lord. And just, you know, provide and bless our family in that season. And it was a joy. I really loved it. During that time, I didn't stop serving at church, always kept serving, always running connect groups and was involved in Every Woman with Pastor Chris. So still very involved, but wasn't on staff. And at the end of 2020, I felt the nudge of the Holy Spirit that this season was coming to an end. And I knew that he would be calling me again to come back on staff and to devote my time to building this beautiful house of God. And I remember saying to God in my heart, okay, just one more year. I just want one more year just to like keep doing what I'm doing because it's quite a good gig. And literally the week later, James Edwards, who used to be the location pastor here at Northern Beaches, he called me and I knew seeing my phone ringing, I knew straight away what that call was going to be about. And he's like, Kaylee, it's time to come back on staff. And I said to him, oh no, I just want one more year. I said to the Lord, just one more year, God. Just, you know, keep, you know, doing what I'm doing. But I knew in my heart it was time to lay down and be obedient to God and to start making steps towards the call of God. And a few months later, after coming back on staff, Pastor Phil and Chris, they announced that they will be transitioning our church to the Lees. Don't we love them? Aren't they amazing? They're so grateful for Pastor Al and Pastor Jessen. And I remember hearing that moment and just thinking to God, thank you, Jesus. I just knew that I was supposed to be in this next season, building this beautiful house and taking into the next season of whatever God has for us as C3SYD alongside the Lees. And I can honestly say I've never felt so smack bang in the middle of the call of God as I do right now. And I feel so grateful to God that I didn't let human limitation stop me from saying yes to an obedient step and to saying yes to the call of God. And it is a joy. It doesn't mean it's easy. It's never easy. It's not going to be all highs and, you know, lollipops and unicorns. I'm sorry. I don't think unicorns exist, but you never know. Oh, they don't exist. Okay, thanks. They don't exist. But you'll never feel so fulfilled than when you're smack bang in the middle of the call of God. When you take that obedient step and you say yes to Jesus, you'll never feel so fulfilled in your heart knowing that you are doing exactly what he's called you to do. When I think about people in the Bible that have said yes to Jesus and following his call, the person that immediately comes to mind is the disciple of Peter. And I feel for Peter. I feel like he gets a bit of a bad rap at times. I think he was incredible. I cannot wait to meet him one day. I honestly think the moment he was called by Jesus, there would not be many of us in this room that could have done what he did. And I say this about myself. I get convicted when I read that story, that he's a fisherman and he's out fishing and he has the biggest catch of his life, so much so that his boat begins to sink. So he calls another boat over and then that boat gets filled with fish and begins to sink. And these two boats are coming into shore filled to overflowing with the biggest catch of their life. Think about it in business terms. It's probably the greatest business moment he's ever had. He's about to make the most money he's ever made. And then Jesus, this guy he met 2 minutes ago, says to him, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Follow me. And the scripture says, immediately they left it all behind and they followed Jesus. I mean, that's pretty wild to be able to do that, to be able to take that step of obedience towards the call of God. You know, and he did not know what he was signing up for. It's not like Jesus is like, here's the plan. You're gonna have some great highs. You're gonna have some really low lows. You're going to see miracles and breakthroughs. You're going to see salvations. You're going to see signs and wonders. You're going to see crowds of people hearing the truth from Jesus. You're going to walk on water. I mean, what a moment. But you're also going to deny Christ 3 times. And you're going to see Jesus hang on a cross. But then he will raise again and then you will stand up in the book of Acts and you will declare God and you will be the very start of the church that we now belong to. I mean, he had no idea of the journey. It's not like he signed up for all of that, but he did sign up for one thing. He signed up to be a disciple of Christ. He said yes to following Jesus. And there's a very different moment in our walk with Christ from when you become saved and you know Christ as your Savior to when he actually becomes your Lord and you begin to follow him and be obedient to him and begin to take steps into the call of God for your life. We only have one life to live. Just one. To be obedient and to follow the call of God. I think so many people live with a have-to attitude when it comes to God. I have to go to church, have to read my Bible, pray, I have to give, have to serve, have to do all these things. You know, God is not looking for a have-to obedience. He's looking for a willingness and a wholeheartedness towards him. You know, no one took Jesus' life on that cross. The Pharisees did not take it. Pilate did not take it. The people did not take his life. He chose to give his life freely. He chose that step of obedience. Was it difficult? Yes. Did he have to push through human limitation? Yes. But he still chose wholehearted obedience to God. I love this scripture in Joshua 14:9. Caleb says, I have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Wholehearted obedience. So how do we be obedient to God? I want to share with you 2 things today and then we're going to pray together. The first way that we follow God obediently is through the word of God. This word is absolute truth. It is complete and wholehearted truth. It is not an opinion. It is not a history book. It is alive and it is active, and it can transform your life from the inside out. In fact, it should be transforming your life from the inside out. It should not merely be a history book that you read a nice story. Jesus was not a historical figure. He is the Son of God who is alive today. And this book is the most powerful book that can completely turn your life around. If you allow it to, if you can be bold and brave enough to be obedient to it. There's a scripture in James 1:22 that says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." You know, when you come to church and you hear the word of God, don't just hear it, do it. Let it transform you from the inside out. When you're having devotional time and you're reading the word of God, don't just let it be a nice story or a nice thought for the morning. Let it go from head knowledge to heart revelation, and let it begin to transform you from the inside out. God will speak through his word to you, and he will call you into steps of obedience through his word. There's a parable in the Bible called the parable of the sower in Matthew. And it talks about a sower who has seed. And this sower spreads their seed on all different landscapes. The first time he puts seed on a path, and birds come down and devour that seed. Then he spreads seed into rocky ground, and it says that there was not enough soil, and so the sun scorched the seed and it withered away. The third seed is that it was scattered among thorns and it was choked up. And then the fourth seed was scattered into good soil and it took root and it produced a mighty harvest. Now this parable is talking about the word of God and making sure that we have good soil to let that word come in and not be robbed or taken or choked, but let it begin to take root in our hearts and produce a mighty harvest within us. And a few chapters or a few verses later after this parable, Jesus explains this parable. And I want to read to you just one of the seeds that was sown among the thorns in Matthew 13:22. It says, "The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful." Now, I do believe that in Western society and for us on the northern beaches of Sydney, that this is a very big reality, that the worries and the pressures of life are choking up the word of God for obedience in our life, that the pursuit of wealth is choking up the word of God in our lives. You know, Jesus never came to bring comfort. He actually came to confront things. And so I do think sometimes when we get saved and we've got relationship, we're hoping our life will be all cushy and warm and lovely and comfortable. But then the word of God begins to preach and you're like, that's not comfortable. And that's not what I thought, and I didn't know that you're calling me to do that, God. And so it takes us sometimes out of Christ and out of church. But I want you to know today, Jesus never promised a comfortable life. He never wants us to live in a comfort zone where we just mosey on through and make it into heaven. No, he's calling us to move out of human limitations of comfort, move out of human limitations of pressures of life, of worries of life, of deceitfulness of wealth. Push beyond these things in order to be obedient to where he's calling us to be. Saying yes, despite all these pressures and concerns around our world, knowing that actually we can fully trust him with our lives. And that when we are obedient to him and we push beyond these human limitations, that actually that is where the fullness of life is for all of us. You know, I remember quite a few years ago, we went through a situation with some people in our world and it needed some forgiveness. And I remember saying to God, I'm not forgiving. I don't want to. I have no desire. They were mean. They were hurtful. They have not apologized. And I want to hold on to my bitterness because it helps me to feel like I'm in control in this situation. And I remember for a few weeks, this scripture just going around and around in my heart, forgive as you have been forgiven. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Forgive as God forgave you. And eventually I submitted to that word. Did I want to? No. Did my flesh want to? No. But did I know that was an obedient step from God? Yes. And I can honestly say, just like this scripture in James, that once I forgave, the freedom and the blessing of God came into my life. Being obedient to the word of God. The second way that we are obedient is to the inward leading of the Holy Spirit. When you invite Christ into your life and you get baptized by the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. Amen. Was that you, Marcia? You're the best. Marcia has the Holy Spirit living within her, that is for sure. The Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. And so when you have the Holy Spirit alive in you, he will begin to lead you and guide you. The Holy Spirit's role is to be your helper, comforter. He convicts us of sin. He guides us in all truth. And he speaks and declares things to come. So you can be assured that when you have the Holy Spirit within you, he is going to speak. He is going to call you into steps of obedience towards the call of God for your life. There's an interesting passage in Romans 14. It talks about, what's permissible for some people is not permissible for other people. That, you know, some people can eat this and some people can't. Some people think this is a holy day and other people don't. And basically this passage is saying, like, don't judge one another. Don't make each other stumble. Just be fully convinced on the convictions in your heart. And so when the Holy Spirit speaks, it probably will be different for every person in this room, but be fully convinced and be obedient to that calling because he is leading you into the call of God. Can I just say the Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God. So if you are unsure if it is the Holy Spirit, fact check it with the Bible. Whenever I feel a leading from the Holy Spirit, I always get a scripture to go with it. Make sure that it's grounded in God and in truth. You know, when we had been married for a few years, we decided it was time to start a family and to have a few children. And so we started on the journey of trying for a baby, and it wasn't happening. It was taking a lot longer than we expected. And so after a year or so, we went to see a doctor. And the doctor told me that it would be very difficult to have children and that we would need medical intervention. And so after that meeting, Daniel and I went home and we began to seek the Lord. What do you want us to do, Holy Spirit? Not what the person next to us is doing, not their journey. What's our journey through this? What do you want us to do, Holy Spirit? And we heard very clearly an obedient step from God. And it was the time in our church, was the season of Vision Builders. And we heard very clearly from God a large sum of money to give into Vision Builders. And we have never given that much before, even to date. And so we decided in our heart to be obedient to that step and to sow into Vision Builders. Now hear me, I am not saying that you can buy yourself a miracle. That is not what I'm talking about today. That is not biblical and is not truth. What I am saying is that it was an obedient step for us that we had to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so for us, we sowed that money. And within a month, we conceived our beautiful boy, Billy Cruz, who is now 13. Lord, help me. Pray for me. A teenager who's mid all the time. You know, I remember another time the Holy Spirit leading me. I remember about 10 years ago, I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me into writing a book. And when I was 18, I walked through my parents' divorce. And I felt like God wanted me to write something for teenagers and young adults walking through their parents' divorce. And I didn't want to. I said no many, many times. I hope I'm not the only disobedient person in this room. It took me 10 years to write that book. I had to push through human limitation. I had to push through not wanting to do it. I didn't want to put my story out there. I didn't want to have to ask my family for all the permissions. And I didn't want to discipline myself to sit down and write a book. I didn't want to do it. But I kept feeling that nudge of the Holy Spirit in my heart. And I couldn't get away from it. And so even though it took me 10 years, eventually, thank you, Lord, for your graciousness, I got there and wrote that book. And I just know that as we can step beyond our human limitation and actually say yes to being obedient to the calling of God, that He is going to do a great, great work, not just in you, but in other people as well. The band, you can come up. You know, Jesus pushed through human limitation. Obedience created destiny. Jesus' journey to the cross was one of obedience to His ultimate calling. But He pushed through His limitations for us. So here's the thing about obedience and the call of God. It's never just about you. On the other side of your obedience is always someone else's breakthrough, someone else's miracle, someone else's healing, revival, salvation. You read every story in the Bible of people that took steps of obedience. It was never just about them. On the other side of their steps of obedience was revival, was salvation, was healings, was breakthroughs, was testimonies of God's goodness. And so we can't get too comfortable, not just for ourselves, but no, it is for other people as well that are waiting on the other side of your yes to Jesus. His road to the cross, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect obedience. It was wholehearted obedience. It was through real human limitation. But He chose to push through those limitations to be obedient to Christ and to say yes to the call of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.